Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion 360. We're about to geek out about how our body moves.
Yeah.
Before to our guest today, Danica, how are you today?
Doing good. Beefed. So, driving this child one bit, she's 4th percentile for weight, she's a 90th for height, she did not get
no
that from her mama.
No way!
I'm super proud of her. Doing good. I'm so happy we're talking about this stuff too, and body movement and stuff. No wonder why I am, like, starting to feel like I'm crooked, because I carry, like, 18 pounds on one side all the time. So, no wonder why this hurts. And
wow! She's bigger than Belle.
No.
Yes, she is. So, Matt should be very proud. Mike might be a little upset. That's our husbands for our guests. My husband is 6'4", and he is all about the height, and he's all excited. But yeah, Belle is only probably 17 pounds.
Oh my god! All I'm doing is just feeding her food.
Yeah.
I'm like, here, you're hungry? Here, eat.
Yeah.
She's beast, though. She's hungry all the time.
Yeah, I try to do the same as well, but she doesn't listen to me.
Oh, my God. Well, how are you doing, Chica?
I'm good. So, just a fun fact, I'm really good today. I had a really good workout. So, after the last podcast, you know that I'm hard into it. Today was shoulders and arms, and I felt really great. Felt
awesome.
Did you know, fun fact, just want to say this out, Gal Gadot, I thought it was Gal Gadot, but Gal Gadot, who's going to be playing Wonder Woman. Did you know she was pregnant during Wonder Woman?
I did not know that.
Yeah. And they put a green screen on her belly to give her abs, but she was talking about how if you look back in the stills without the green screen and all the fancy work, that you'll see, like, them pan into her face, and she's got this, like, beautiful badass face. And then they slowly pull, and she's got this, like, big belly, this pregnant belly. I was like, yes, kick ass.
That is awesome. I did not know that.
I know. So, that's my little tidbit for today. Let me introduce today's guest, shall we?
Yeah.
I was doing one of these, like, scrolling through Instagram, scrolling through, what is this? A duo, we'll call them, that is, I thought, pretty awesome. And they have a great tagline, and we'll say that in a second. But I don't know about you, Danica, but that's how I like to find a lot of people to expand is social media. It's like, what is this doing? What is this interesting person doing? So we have Death of Dusk with us, and that is Ryan and Missy. And they are a PT group, a really interesting idea of movement and how we live our lives, and just that caught my eye, so I wanted to share it with everyone. And you guys all know that I'm a big geek about how the body moves, because, you know, science is science, and it's, you know, A plus B equals C, like I've said many, many times before. But there's so many things that can affect A, B, and C, but the body should move in this motion. And when you start to understand why it should do that, you can understand what's wrong with it or what's right with it, and then quote unquote fix it. But so many people in our lives don't know that that's wrong. So we're going to talk today about basically all that. How can you work with that? What's their advice? All that stuff. So Missy and Ryan, how are you today?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for having us on. We're really excited to talk about the subject that we love so much. That's movement.
Yes.
Yeah, we're super, super awesome. I love when people reach out to me like this. We love what you're doing. Will you be on our show? I need everyone to know what we're doing.
Right.
We really believe that it could actually change people's lives. Like 100%. So there's a lot of passion behind what we do. Yes, we're a duo, and it's like an inseparable kind. So it will always work. Legally and romantically.
Said, I didn't want to say that just in case you guys weren't romantic.
No,
but
night. Yeah.
Are you married? Are you?
We just got engaged.
Oh, so. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. We'll talk about that. We'll add that to the questions later down the line. Right.
That's definitely a part of Death of the Desk and our being is how we met and our passion that we both share for moving the sedentary world. So we'll get into that story because it's a fun concept and it's really part of the inception of Death of the Desk and how it was created. So
tell us.
That's actually how we met is teaching simple movement drills.
So tell us, start from there. Why not start from there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So a little backstory. I owned a gym. I co-owned a gym called Rebel Strength and Conditioning in Chicago with my partner. And a few years ago, I started posting movement stuff on Facebook. And a couple years before that, I had done a certification. It's called Z Health. And I asked a friend after I did one of the certifications, "Hey, are there any people I should follow in this system that are really good and good in information that you should be following up on?" And Missy Bunch popped up. And so I found her on Facebook. I hit request and along with, you know, like 10 other people. And we never talked for 2 years. And so I didn't really know who she was. She had no idea who I was. Probably thought I was just some creep friend requesting. So I just started posting some movement videos and I happened to post a video of me doing a baby roll one day and she absolutely loves baby rolls and it happened to pop up on her newsfeed. And so she commented and I'll let her tell you how she kind of commented in the story of that.
Yeah. So if you guys can picture this move, so you sit on the floor and you bring the soles of your feet together. Let your knees fly out and you hold your feet and you fall to the side and you plop right back up. It looks ridiculous. It feels ridiculous. It's just one of these moves that very few people will teach their clients because it's so silly.
And I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, and it's like do it in a circle. And I had been teaching boot camps for like 2 years at this time and I saw this video. I don't know who Ryan is. And I get so excited. I'm like, I don't know who you are, but I love this move. Let's talk. Let me teach you the progression. There's an advanced version where you do straight leg, straight spine, straight arms. And he's like, show me. Okay. I hadn't stalked him at all or anything. I just love movement. So he could have been married. He could have been, you know, like, no. I just am myself, right? And so Facebook comments turned into messaging to texting to FaceTime to I'm in love. Who's moving where? Yeah. So it's a really cool story because Death at the Desk basically grew itself very, very naturally. As you guys know, we have clients back to back all day. Most of them are, you know, the normal, what, you know, I don't know what we call them, the desk workers, 9 to 5. And he was sending his clients videos. They're like, what do I do at work all day? Hey, try this for 2 minutes. I was sending my clients the same type of videos. Try this for 2 minutes when you're going to get some water. Do some ankle circles. When you go to the restroom, do 5 squats before you actually, you know, do your thing, like little things like that. And we thought, okay, if 100% of both of our clients need the same stuff, other people have to be dealing with this too, especially other trainers, especially clients. Yeah, it just really turned into this thing where if there has to be something to this, if everyone could benefit from it. And now we have a company and a lot of people get to benefit from it. So it's really fun and exciting for us.
It was really interesting because, as you guys know, whether you're coaching people and, you know, I owned a gym. So it was like I got to see all these amazing people that came to us to get a little stronger, move a little better, feel a little better. And, you know, we get to see them 1, 2, 3, hopefully maybe 5 hours a week. But then what are they doing the rest of their time? They're at work, you know, doing their jobs, and but they're stuck. And so, you know, all the progress that you're trying to make with somebody in that hour, or the couple hours that you see them a week, you know, what are they doing outside of that? And it came back to, oh, you know, you hear the same things. My neck hurts, my back hurts, I'm sitting in a chair all day, what do I do for travel? And so then just posting on social media kind of just blew up organically. It was like, this is amazing, keep posting. And it was just simple stuff that, you know, we don't think about that we can do. If I'm sitting at a desk and go, oh, I could stand up and just do a pelvic circle and get rid of my back pain, well, we don't think about that. You know, we think that we have to be sitting chained to this desk all day to do work. Mm-hmm. That's just not the case.
Chrissy's over here doing her circle mobility, wiggling around. Yeah.
That's why you'll see it. We talk to you like the entire time. I'm doing toe pulls and ankle tilts. And it's not because I'm trying to. It's just because my body is to a point now where it hates to be sedentary that I need to move and feel good.
Yeah. I'm just a squirrel. I'm a squirrel, so I just move around a lot.
I just got done training like 4 people, so I'm going to sit.
You need calories and you need chocolate and a hug. Four back to back is way too many.
Oh. You need chocolate and a hug.
I got one of the two for you right here.
No.
After 3, I'm like, baby Jesus. No.
My baby Jesus wears a tuxedo top. Like,
what is it? I'm formal, but I'm here to party.
Exactly. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. Awesome. So we were talking before we started recording that we do fitness shows. Like, so our world is a little different than yours. So tell us what your definition of health and fitness is for you guys.
Ooh. Well, I guess I could start with mine. I mean, ours is probably a little bit different just because of our backgrounds and whatnot. But my whole mission is I want everybody to be strong, mm-hmm. be capable and resilient. And the bottom line of that is health. You know, you want to do what you want to do in life. You want to do the things that you enjoy. And you want to make healthy choices, but if strength is whatever you want it to mean, it could be physically, it could be mentally, but I just think there's a component of strength. It's like, I enjoy lifting weights. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody else might enjoy the stamina of an Ironman, and that requires an unbelievable amount of mental strength and physical endurance. And then second to that is, you know, are you capable? Mm-hmm. Like, for lack of a better word, if shit hit the fan, could you do things on your own without the help of somebody else?
Yeah.
You know, can you carry your groceries home? Can you carry your child that you just conceived? You know, can you move a couch if you have to? Can you pick up your loved one from a burning building or car and pull them out? Because that's all that's important, right? And then lastly, being resilient, because life happens and physically you're going to endure some kind of pain in your life, again, mentally, emotionally, physically, but do you have the ability to bounce back from that? Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, it's the physical pain of, you know, from what we're talking about, just the sedentary life, is if you're experiencing back pains and neck pains or whatever, are you resilient enough to come back from that and know how to do the things to bring you back to homeostasis or full health. So that's what it means to me.
I love this question. First of all, I'm like, no one has ever asked me that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Like, what does it mean to me? So it's just, I get so excited. Like, I love this guy. We could all answer this question and it's going to be the same, but a different flavor. You know what I mean? It's like, it's all the same, but it's different. And that's why I love movement. I'm like, I love every system. I think every system works. I think every system's missing something. I think we should all hold hands and we are the world and help that client that needs us, right? Like, I'm not the answer. He's not the And, you know, you need nutrition, you need mental health, you need all these things. So it's just a really cool, when he was talking about being capable and resilient, and that's why we lived, just a real life example. One time I was visiting my hometown, it's called Lompoc, California, super small, tiny town. And I heard a woman yelling for help while I was walking, and I couldn't find her, and my heart was racing. I was like, where is this coming from? And this woman was like 92, and she had fallen on her back behind a bush. And I was like, oh my gosh, where is she? Where is she? And she kept saying, help, help. And I went to go help her up, and she was like, you can't pick me up from underneath my armpits. Like, you, she's on her back, and I went to go latch under her armpits. Right. And she was like, I have a pacemaker. I'm not allowed to lift my elbow. It could rip out. So I'm looking at this woman, and I'm 4'11", 110 pounds. She was a larger person than I am. And I'm thinking, okay, so I basically have to lift her up, put my hands under her butt, and do like a deadlift squat kind of thing with, like, you know, I don't know, 230 pounds maybe. Like, I lifted her up, pulled her out, got her weight up so she could grab onto something. And after I got home, I thought, that's why I train.
Yeah.
That moment, I just got goosebumps.
Yeah.
Like, that moment of helping someone that could not, and I'm this tiny little petite thing, and I could muster up the strength to take care of her, could have saved her life. Who knows how long she would have been there? I have no idea. But, you know, so my why and what health and fitness is to me, it's just, you know, I've unfortunately suffered a lot of pain in a very short period of time. I've lost both my parents to health issues. My only sibling had brain surgery. And so what drives me every day is to get people out of pain. Like, if your love is doing a natural holistic show with females and your right knee's bothering you, it drives me crazy that you can't focus on what you love because of a half inch little pain on the outside of your knee. You know what I mean? It's like, no. The world needs you, so I need to get you out of pain so you can go do that and not waste your energy and resources on your stupid knee, you know, like, so that's where I get all riled up. And it's, I just, if you are in pain, it affects everything. I think, like, everyone is the next Steve Jobs. So if you're, like you said, your neck, you couldn't cut some apples to feed your baby, I'm like, no, not allowed around me. We're going to get you out of pain. So that's kind of my health and fitness, I don't know, definition is just being fulfilled, whatever that means to you. Can you chase three kids around if you want three kids? Can you, you know, whatever, maybe you raise goats. I don't know, but.
Different kind of kid.
Right. Like, if you can't do that, I don't like that. So. Yeah, so yeah, that's, I guess, I hope, I don't know if I answered the question, but.
That is perfect.
Goats running.
Living a pain-free life is, you know, I guess is my thing. And it's mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, all of that. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I feel like that answered our next question kind of too. Like, why is mobility so important? Kind of both answered it. So you can live life to the fullest.
Movement's life, right? I think one of my favorite quotes is movement is the basic currency of life. And it's sad to think about, but just watch somebody go through their life and through that aging process, and you see how somebody's inability to just mobilize their wrist doesn't allow them to lift their hand to a certain height, or not being able to move their shoulder, or even more importantly, look at how somebody walks. When they stop walking in full range of motion and their hips start to tighten up and everything, they start to slide their feet because their brain needs more stability. And so sliding their feet causes them to use less range of motion, even still. And then you have to have a walker, and then you can't use your walker, and you have, you know, you have a cane, and then a chair, and then a wheelchair, and then
yeah,
socks.
Yeah,
you know,
I teach a class that's called Silver Sneakers, actually, every Thursday. And I have a 92, I think he's still 92, and he still comes every day. And today he came in, he's like, I need to get my exercises in. I haven't been doing my ice. Like, he does isometrics, 30 minutes of isometrics every morning. That's how he's 90, right? 92 years old. He had a little bit of frozen shoulders, honestly. Right.
You showing up to class is a workout.
Right, like, exactly. I want to ask a two-part question. What's a normal person common movement thing that you guys see a lot of?
Want to start with this one?
Sure. Yeah, low back for sure. I would say that's probably the biggest one that I get. It's hard. There's like a battle. Right. It's like low back, carpal tunnel. Mm-hmm. I'm fatigued.
There's kind of a big three, you know, as far as pain. Neck, shoulders, and back are like the big three of like common desk jockeys or office workers.
And give us your why, because obviously you can think of our lives right now, right?
Yeah, it's postural stuff and how posture. People think posture is just like one frozen position, but it's posture is the positions that you place yourself on a continual basis. Mm-hmm. You know, so whether you're standing, moving, sitting, eating, looking at your phone, computer, like that's it's all posture. Your body will adapt to the positions that it puts it's in.
Yeah,
because it wants to get better at whatever it is, whatever task you're doing. And if your task is having to sit down on your computer and stare at your phone and do emails all day, it'll get better at that, and it will disregard, it will get rid of all the other movements and patterns and so forth that it's capable of to get better at this one job. Now, if your job was to do that the rest of your life and nothing else, that's great. You should be really good at that. But unfortunately, people want to do other things, like go enjoy life. Or play with their kids, or do a sport, or whatever. Your job and your work and your sitting lifestyle is not your life. Mm-hmm. It's a component of your life that is taking over your life.
Mm-hmm. You know how I would say this? Why they have the low back, neck, headaches, all that is simply, I don't want to say they're not educated, because I also wasn't before I knew this. Like, I remember not knowing this stuff, but it's the myth of it all. I think most people hear, I need to work out for 2 hours and kill myself with high intensity interval training. And that's what they're trying to say. Mm-hmm. And it's like, actually 1 or 2 minutes, 10 times a day, might accumulate to a way bigger benefit than you killing yourself in a workout, right? Mm-hmm. So I think there's just this misconception in our world of what working out and health and fitness is.
Yeah.
And it's not anyone's fault. It's just no one's telling us this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I used to work in the corporate setting, like pencil skirts, stilettos, the whole thing. And I didn't know that keeping my eyes down actually encourages flexion.
Mm-hmm.
The hardwired reflex of your eyes is eyes down, flex. Eyes up, extend. Eyes right, go to the right. Eyes left, go to the left, like that. So something simple like that, I didn't know I could lift my eyes up without moving my head. No one taught me that. You know, like just stupid, simple stuff where I just wish if I could just tell everyone, it's so easy to implement if you just do it consistently. Like, look up for 5 seconds every hour could decrease your low back pain by whatever. Let's say it's 30%. That's still better than 600 milligrams of ibuprofen and a cocktail so you don't have to think about it, right? Like,
yes.
A lot of stuff works, but let's pick the most effective that you'll actually do.
Yeah.
So, and that's easiest. So yeah, it's kind of the myth of it all, I think. And again, I didn't know before I started studying this stuff. So I have a lot of compassion for it.
And like I said, before we started taping, we all think this is normal. Like, we think that the pain that we live with or the feelings that we feel or the body pattern that we have is normal until someone who knows better says, let's try this. Oh my gosh, does that feel better? Like, just a movement pattern. One thing that I see a lot of people do wrong is their lunges. So a lunge is a thing that people do really wrong because they see so many people do lunges and they're like, oh, that's the way I'm supposed to do it. I'm like, actually, that's wrong. You're seeing a lot of people, you seeing someone and you doing it yourself is not right. You're like, you're not driving through your front heel. You're trying to jump off of your back foot and you're like in your front foot, you're on your toe and not on your heel. So you're not having that good push point. So then they're like, I feel it in my knee and I don't feel it in my glute at all or a hamstring. And I'm like, let's try this instead.
And then they go, exercise sucks.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Yeah. I hurt this my knee. Well, yeah, it hurts your knee.
That's supposed to happen.
Right.
Let's take this down a notch or let's go back to the mechanical part of it. And that's a lot of the times what happens is you see people fall out of it because one, they're not seeing results. And it hurts too much. It's too frustrating. And that boulder to get going is so hard because it's like, oh, I did two exercises. Now I feel like I'm in pain. Or the next day they're so hurt because they are just so deconditioned that they can never keep it going. Mm-hmm. And it's always like, ah, screw it. I'm just over it.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I don't know. It's shame's the right word. But it's like when people fall out of exercise because they get hurt, that's really tough because now they're nearly chunked to not doing a certain exercise because, quote unquote, it hurt them. Mm-hmm. And you need to just re-educating somebody and say, no, the kettlebell didn't hurt you.
Right.
The lunge didn't hurt you. It's the way you were performing the exercise that hurt you. You know, tool is just a tool. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're doing a barbell deadlift, a kettlebell deadlift, a dumbbell deadlift, it's the pattern. And you have a faulty pattern. So let's fix the pattern and you can use whatever tool you want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so people need to, you know, I wish there was just so much, there was more compassion and grace for yourself to learn things. It's like, I should be able to do a lunge. It's like, well, why do you think you should just know how to do that? You know, everything's a skill, right? So at this stage in my life, I have no problem being like, I have no idea what that is. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of other stuff, but that, no clue.
Yeah.
You know, you check me out. So it's just, I feel like everyone feels so much pressure to know everything and know how to do everything right. And it's like, just have grace and patience with yourself. Maybe learning a lunge takes a whole session, mm-hmm. but then you know it forever.
Yeah.
After that.
I think that comes hardwired because I look at my 8-month-old and if she doesn't get something, she gets pissed. Like she gets like freaks out. I'm like, dude, you're just starting this out. Like, can you take a chill pill?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because we're both her parents are very like we're both very like, oh, I got this. Or a funny story, you guys can laugh about this, when you guys go and stalk me, because they said they haven't had a chance to stalk us yet, Danica, but you can see I took a pole dancing class, which is a lot harder than it seems, and I was just like, why can't I get this? I'm so mad I can't get this.
Oh, it's so annoying, right?
But it was, you're absolutely right. I should have been like, let's have fun, Christy. Let's just learn and just be graceful with it. Because I was just like, meh, meh, meh. No, how to do it.
I took one of those and I was like, I just would like to announce I'm very terrible. Okay, let's just start with that. And everything goes up from here.
I got to say this, Missy doesn't know I was going to tell you this.
Oh.
But it's funny that we're talking to you guys because she is on the fence right now.
Oh.
Doing a fitness competition and a pole dance competition.
Get out of town. Yeah.
She's like,
naturally.
She needs something to train for. And those are two areas that she has interest in doing. So she's like, I don't know which one I want to do. There's a pole dancing place like
two blocks away. I can walk to it.
So it's funny that you mentioned that.
But I love that because you need strength. Like do a pull-up like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then flip upside down. Like, what?
She said it's a lot of armpit. Like, you use, like, that armpit to help you. But,
oh, man.
But, yeah.
It's so tough.
Well, we can definitely talk to you about
I was a professional dancer, and that is freaking hard.
I'm amazed by it, and this is completely side note, but I remember going, so for my bachelor party, I decided that I didn't want to see guys. I wanted to see girls because I'm impressed by them. I'm amazed by the talent. I was so intrigued. I was like, hi, I just wanted to let you know your core strength is phenomenal. Forget about the boobs that are just hanging out in front of me. But your core strength is just amazing.
Out of this world. They can hang that like flagpole move.
Yes.
For like a minute. Like, amazing. I can read a novel while you're up there. A normal athletic person can't even hold 3 seconds right there, you know? They're like,
oh, I love it.
Had this,
poor Ryan.
I just had this vision of Danica at a strip club. Stripper about what she possibly does on to work out.
Ryan, she's like, girl, what's your routine though, really?
I'm just, my husband will like definitely back me up, but we went to Montreal one time and I befriended the girl. Mm-hmm. I was like, Martine, nice to meet you. Yeah. I don't know, that was her real name. She used Jessica as her stage name. I don't know why you don't use Martine, side note. But I like got to know her. What type of workouts do you do? Mm-hmm. We became best friends. Like, I still talk to her.
Yeah. What is, does she do other stuff than porn?
Yeah, she said she definitely like works out, but she said a lot of it was training just like that. Just like you guys said, like if you do a repetitive motion over and over again, then your body gets used to it, you get strong in that. But she does, she works out at the gym, she strength trains and everything like that. But then she would also do things for like stabilization and all like her stabilizer muscles she would focus on at the gym. She wouldn't necessarily do only strength training, which I found so interesting because she's freaking strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's amazing what they do with their body. Mm-hmm. They're flexible and this is just, no people go to a strip club to befriend somebody to talk about their workout regimen. Except for me, which is
fine. I mean, I'm right there with you. I'd be like, me too.
Most females will be like, hi, can you teach me something about yourself?
Hi, how do you do that?
I don't care about this.
How did you fuel this?
Exactly.
Was it like 90 minutes before?
I asked about skincare before. I was like, how is your skin so smooth? Like, honestly. Like,
you guys, not so good.
Right. Right. That's a normal, that's what females do when they go to strip clubs. We don't like see like the boobs. Like we see those all the time. We've got those.
My own.
Yeah. We're good. We're fine.
I don't like strip clubs, but I just thinking like if I ever go to a strip club, guys, my response is I'm just doing market research.
Oh, here we go.
Market research. I'm trying.
I'm like, what is this receipt? Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, Ryan will now be sitting there being like, excuse me, miss, what core exercises do you do?
Oh, it's so good.
I like 5 minutes of your time, not to do a dance, just to talk to you.
Here's $20. I just, can you keep the clothes on? I'm just
right. Here's $20.
Oh,
what'd you have for breakfast?
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I love it. So since we've talked about all this, so let us know first off if you have any fitness questions. We can definitely answer those, like a fitness competition world for you guys. Like we'll definitely help with that. One thing that we want to know about you since we have you right now is what's one thing today that you would recommend for someone? Like if they're listening right now and they're sitting in their car, they're sitting at their desk, what's something they can put into action for a movement that might help them, like that 5 second looking up, looking left, looking right?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't have necessarily one movement, mm-hmm. but my advice is to move often,
mm-hmm.
like move often as possible. You know, I think the best position, people often say, well, what's the best position to work? What's the best position to do this? And you know, that best position is to always be changing. You know, because your body adapts very, very fast. It's very plastic. So if you want to feel the best you possibly can, stand up, sit down, lie on the floor, walk, do mobility, take your body into positions that it doesn't like to do often, and you will feel better than you have ever felt.
Yeah, I don't know what my one is. It's probably, I mean, it sounds crazy, but just to be aware somehow. Because this is actually mostly about behavioral change, with which Danica's probably, like, could talk for hours about this. But people can do mostly everything we ask them. It's implementing it into their current life that we have the problem with. Like, of course they can turn their head right, left, up, down, ear to shoulder. But remembering to do it and knowing why it's important is where I come in. Like, people don't realize that the joint has no active blood flow. So it relies on you to move it through every range, at every speed, at every angle, to get that blood in there. And, you know, that's what that little education piece, like, what if everyone knew that? I guarantee you they'd move just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or, you know, yeah, but being aware and implementing it into the calendar. I have heard and interviewed so many amazing things. One of my friends at Mike Boyle out in Boston area said he had this pro athlete, and he's just like, I don't have time. And they found out, do your hip mobility while you're brushing your teeth. Mm-hmm. Perfect. That's what works for that guy. That's where it fit. And that's when he should do it, because that's when he'll actually do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just really fun stuff. But yeah, I think mine would be aware and breathe. And he's saying change positions. There really isn't a right position. Death of the desk gets a little wrapped because we don't want to vilify sitting, like, sick chair is bad. Mm-hmm. But we're just trying to use it as a metaphor of, what if you put one knee back and sit in a half kneeling, then switch, stand, lean, sit on the floor, you know, just kind of getting that awareness. And hopefully, because the name is catchy, it just makes you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have to sit. This is just 2017.
Right.
Sorry. Like, we're on a podcast right now and you probably have to sit, you know? So it's like, we have to be on the computer in this day and age. So let's just do what we can.
Yeah.
And when people do that, I can't tell you how many times when people start changing their positions and just not doing everything but not sitting all day long, there's a lot of magic that happens and they become more productive. They have more energy. They feel better. They do more things that they love. They make more money.
Yeah.
You know, all the things that they want are a byproduct of them being more aware of their environment and what's going on.
Yeah.
And here's a prime example is, what are you guys, how's your guys' posture?
Right now?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I'm slouching.
Yeah. Right. So. What she was saying is, like, you know that slouching's bad for you.
Right.
You know it's not good for you. But in that current state, are you aware that you're doing it? It's no different than, have you ever gotten in your car, drove someplace, then completely forgot that you actually drove someplace?
Yes. Oh, my God.
And you had no idea.
Right.
How you got there.
Like, I can't believe I didn't get in an accident because I just blacked out on this drive. And so you're in a habit, right? You're creating a habit. And so it's like mindless eating. You watch TV and you just eat. Or you sit down and you just sit. Or you, whatever, you drive somewhere and you just drive. And you stop being paying attention or being aware of what's going on.
I wanted to show you guys what Ryan has on his computer. Can you see it?
Oh, stand up.
Yeah. So there's this little label maker. Yes. And he just puts this little 1-inch label on the computer and just says, stand up.
Reminder.
Because even coaches need reminders, right? Course. Coaches need coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I have several. You know, you can't do this on your own. Like, you know what to do, but knowing makes no difference.
Everybody needs a coach. I think that's one of the best things that you can invest in for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Especially, I mean, you guys have children, so I can't imagine how busy you are
I can't.
Raising a human.
I can't.
Missy just almost walked away.
I'm like, what? No, yeah. I can wait, but I can't wait.
Right.
Yeah, like, I can't wait.
I mean,
I'm terrified.
And I got to give credit to all the moms out there because they have the hardest job in the world.
Yeah.
And it's I can never imagine how much work that is. And I know someday we'll do it together, but wow. Like to take care of a human, two humans, three humans at one time. Like that's
we can't even keep a plant alive.
Full-time job.
Okay. You learn.
Yeah.
Start with the dog. Start with the dog and you'll be fine.
Well, we do have three goats, so there's
there you go.
But that's all I have to remember. So like if you had a coach, you know, helping you take care of something, you know, that's one less thing that you have to do on your own. Right. You know.
We 100% agree. But we both do shows and we're coaches, but we both actually have a coach to help us because it's part of its accountability, part of it's an eye that's not your own eye. Like you were just saying, like, what are you both doing right now? We're both like, and then even before like we fixed it, Larry's like, nothing. We're sitting up straight. I promise.
What?
just say posture to anybody, and they instantly get taller.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Whatever. Yes. Yeah.
With my clients, but especially in my social seekers class, I tell them proud chest, and that's easy mentally for them to all go, oh, I can stand up proud, instead of the path of least resistance for them because gravity may be pulling on them more is what we joke around about. It's like, I've been on this earth longer. I've already fight gravity for X amount of years. I'm just letting it win. And I say, proud chest. Fight's not over.
Okay. Fight's not over. I love
fight's
it.
Fight's not over.
We've talked a lot about the fitness industry, obviously, but what is one thing that you would change about the fitness industry?
My thought is this, I always just think simple is better. And I think there's so much repackaging and making things more complex than they need to be. Honestly, people who want to be healthier, it just comes back to consistency. If you want to lose weight, walk more, like in simplest form, walk more, be more active. You know, if you want to get stronger, just lift weights, do some push-ups, do some squats. If you want to see a change, just consistently do something that moves you closer to your goal. It's simple. It's really simple. What's hard is the execution.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the things in daily life. But I think the thing I would change is that we keep trying to like put out these systems and these protocols that are more and more complex when it just has to be simple. I mean, look at the barbell and the kettlebell and body weight. That's been around. It's stood the test of time of exercise. You know, the idea of like, well, I don't have a gym membership and I don't have time to go do this. Yeah, you do. It's just not a priority and it's a lot more complex than it needs to be.
I wish the fitness industry was just nicer. Like, so I, yeah, like, why is everyone so crazy? Like, so I come from a dance background and I genuinely thought if I got into fitness, everyone just wanted to teach movement and we all love movement and that's why we do this. And then it was like, I got a kettlebell cert and then I heard two people talking bad about the other one. Like, my cert's better than your cert. It's tatted on my arm. Can't believe you swing like that. Da da da. And I was so confused. I was like, but isn't this just to make people move? Like, and feel better. And then I did it at another cert and it took me by surprise and caught me really off guard how isolated each system is and not open to others. And I've got zinged for going to a certain course over here because I was supposed to stay under this umbrella and blah. I'm like, I love movement. If it says learn movement, I'm going to be there. I don't care who's teaching it. I don't care because whatever works for me and my clients, that's what I'm going to take from it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever doesn't work for me and my clients, I don't take it. And it's not, I don't know. I didn't know that. And it's a good thing I didn't because it's actually kind of scary. You know, sometimes I'm in a conversation with someone in our industry and I'm almost scared to tell them that I love all systems And I think everybody could learn from one another. And it all depends on that person in front of you. What do they need?
Right.
You know, one guy's like, oh, Pilates is this and stupid breathing and blah, blah. And I'm thinking, but what if that's the only thing this obese woman would do 3 times a week? The only thing. So then it is perfect for her. You know, like, I don't understand that mentality, and I just wish we were all nicer.
I like the phrase, the best exercise for people is the exercise they'll actually do.
Right.
You know, I mean, it really is. I think I saw a post. It was somebody posted something on Facebook the other day, and then somebody else who follows this other system commented that you stole that move from so-and-so, and like, wait, you didn't invent movement.
Right.
Like, that's an ankle circle.
Right.
That's not
that's
wrong.
An ankle circle.
Anywhere. Like, I learned that when I was 3 in a dance class. Like, you know what it's like? Your ankle goes like this.
Yeah. It's kind of like what Ryan was saying. I had a guru. He always said to me, Christy, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. What tends to happen is you just put your own rims on it and you just spin away. That's what everyone's done is nothing is new. Even in the diet, you see, if you go into a fitness show, you're going to see a whole new world. Like, trust me, but in the fitness world too, like in the fitness show world, there's all kinds of different, like, this is right, this is right, this is right, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is right, this is right, that gets thrown. Whether it's if it fits your macros or clean eating, like, you've probably seen that stuff too. And again, the thing that is most important is what's going to work for a client. So is it if it fits macro for that person because they have emotional eating patterns that aren't going to work if they do clean eating or a restricted diet? Or is it someone who can do a cleaner version of food and doesn't really care about the food? Like, that's a big difference, and you need to know what their emotional being is going to be going into it. I think it's an interesting
thing. Yeah, it's super fascinating.
Yeah.
I like what you said about putting your own wheels on it.
Your own rims.
It's like, because you could have 2 coaches. You two could teach the exact same thing.
And
the exact same thing. And yeah, right. 2 people could go to 2 different coaches. Mm-hmm. Not by what they're teaching, but how they're teaching it. Mm-hmm. Like, how did they make that person feel?
Yeah.
It's the same material. It's the same end result, but I choose this style of training because they explain it in a way that resonates with me better.
100%. You know?
They listened.
Yes. Yeah. So if you do a show, we're definitely going to have you back on because I would love to pick your brain about posing and the difference between one of our favorite topics, Danica and I, is aesthetics versus health. So if you do it, we'll definitely have you come back on. So you have to let us know because that's a big deal, like, for us, like, to talk about because it's a different world. So
I love that too, what you just said, and we can get into that all day long, but you know, our society's perception, how they idolize somebody for the way they look, yet could be in the worst health of their
absolutely.
I'm telling you. Bodybuilders come to me. They look freaking beautiful. Yes. I'm like, you're a postcard. But they pulled something tying their shoe.
Yep.
And it's like
cutting an apple.
Leg press 1,000 pounds. But you can't tie your shoe.
Yes.
Like, that's crazy. You know, it's not wrong. It's just fascinating.
But to them,
that's what their goal is.
Right.
You know, and they don't care. It's just.
And it's not about range of motion anymore. Think of it. The only range of motion I need to hit is my pose. I don't need to, as the joke is for a large male bodybuilder, I don't need to wipe my butt kind of idea. Like, can they wipe their own butt? Like, can they get around and, like, get that twerk? But that's usually what happens is that you sacrifice range of motion or athletics for aesthetics. And that's one thing that Danica and I have talked a lot about since not doing shows, getting into shows, getting out of shows, what do you do after shows, yada, yada, yada. So,
yeah, totally relate. I was competitively Olympic weightlifting for a little bit, and it was like my rotation was like this, like a half inch. I was like, I can't, There's something, because I just was loading sagittal plane over 2 hours a day. You know what I mean? And I couldn't rotate. I was like, I'm a dancer. My dance coach would have a heart attack if she saw that I couldn't do what a body's supposed to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, and you, it's oddly changed my personality a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little bit harder, you know? Like, and it was weird. It was like, I couldn't.
All 11 of you?
Yeah, exactly. But it's weird. It just, yeah. And so I let it go because I wanted to move.
Yeah.
Really. You know.
Did you see a difference? Danica used to dance as well. So I'm wondering if you noticed, because I ran track and I could touch my toes, but like, that's about it. Like, I could never be like, yeah. But
yeah, I guess I totally did. You know, when I noticed it was at my wedding. Mm-hmm. When I was dancing clearly,
yeah.
And I was having fun, and I was like, oh my God, I don't think I can move like I did in college. Like, I can't do that move. Like, what is wrong with me? But I was so stiff and like things just could not move. Mm-hmm. And then I had friends from college that were in the dance company that I was in who came to my wedding, and they were like perfectly fine. And I was like, Am I aging? Like, am I getting older? Or like, I don't understand. Like, what is happening? I'm involved in more. I thought I would be more agile, but no, weight training definitely is different when all I did in college was dance.
Right. You did. We got head whips, asymmetrical movements.
Right.
Yeah, and exactly. So, okay, you totally relate. Oh, man, first dance class back after 1 or 2 years off, your neck will be so sore.
Your neck, your back.
Because it's like, when do you do like a, you know, let's say modern or hip hop. It's like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Head's heavy.
It's got so much more brains in it now, Missy. That's all. That's all. As you guys have explored or gotten your brain heavier, what's some things that you recommend if someone's really interested in movement? What's something you recommend they could read or look up, or any websites that you recommend?
Honestly, to start off with, I would say go to our website.
Yeah, that's okay.
We have deathofthedust.com. It's a membership site, and it's really about we send videos out daily, and we give people resources to do like morning mobility and evening routines, and here's some strategies you can do to combat stress and energy. Here's some books to practice gratitude, and we created Death of the Desk to be a one-stop shop for people that want to move their sedentary world, you know, and it's really just about creating video and content and PDFs and downloads and stuff to educate. Well, one, bring awareness, educate, and take action. Because, you know, as you know, when you're talking about the change model, there's people who are ready to take change. There's people who need more information. They need to just be moved along that idea of creating better habits. And whether it's about just creating some more awareness or educating somebody on how to take change, or actually giving them an option to take change and action, we want to make sure that we're providing that as best we can.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's, I mean, what we've been working on is how can we impact people in a way that's affordable. I moved 3 times in the last 12 months. Like, it's freaking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just scheduling, and everyone's all over the world. So we created a subscription that's just, to me, crazy. It's $19 a month, and it's those daily videos. It's a posture guide, how to fix your posture the right way. Facebook private page where we interact with you. All, you know, just a ton of stuff for very little money, hoping that people would be able to access it whenever they want, anytime, anywhere. As far as other people to follow, you know, I've got there's a lot of cool things I've read. Philip Beach and his kind of embryological way of looking at movement, how we came out of the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. I forgot what it's called at this moment. You know, Perry Nicholson's one of my faves. he's like, get on the floor.
Yeah.
That's his, you know, spiel to the desk athlete. I have some friends that have something called Movement as Medicine at Mike Boyle's in Massachusetts. People like that where they just love movement, and every human is welcome. You don't have to be in the fitness industry. You don't have to be anything. You don't have to be a desk worker. Just if you're interested in your body, follow us. And that's what we hope to do for people as well.
If you're listening to this, you can get benefits.
Right, right.
You know what? We want to give your listeners a little present.
If they're
interested in work on our membership site, we'll take 50% off their membership. We'll do a code for them, and we can link that out on your.
Love to give back to your community and your following. So I'm all about it. I love it. Let's get people moving.
Yeah.
Feeling better. That's a whole flipping point.
Yeah.
Right. So
we have a mission to move a million people.
Yeah. One million.
We want to see a million people moving their bodies in the way that they're designed to. So
that's awesome.
The more we can empower people to do that and educate them to.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. We did a workshop in my hometown, and it just gives me the chills. It's about paying it forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a workshop to – it was 15 people at a local gym that we did. And one of them was a police officer. And he took what we showed him, and he – you know, this was a couple weeks later. There was a guy that was trying to pass his police test, and the only thing he had left was his physical test. But he couldn't touch his toes. The physical reach test. Couldn't touch his toes. So he said, let me take you through these mobility drills. He drops down in 2 minutes, and boom, touches his toes. He's never touched his toes before.
In his whole life.
So the fact is that we spent 4 hours with a group of people. And if anybody got anything, it was the fact that this guy changed the course of this other person's life with 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, he got to be a cop because of what taught them. What?
Powerful stuff. I mean, again, you know, movement's basic currency of life. It's powerful. Mm-hmm. You can change your life with this stuff. And it doesn't take much effort. It's simple. You just move your body in the way it was designed. If you can't do it, try practice doing it more.
Mm-hmm.
And your body will give you the freedom it needs to do what you want to do.
The perfect little end point. One thing that we like to do, because we could literally talk to you forever, but we want to respect everyone's hours, is what's one thing that you're grateful or thankful for today?
I'm so grateful for this conversation. Honestly, it's super energizing. We write in a gratitude journal every single day. And I really do write down stuff like this. I'm grateful for the internet to allow me to meet you guys. That allows us to make a difference for others and serve people and contribute to their happiness. So I'm super grateful to meet both of you, and I'm grateful to be on your podcast.
I'm absolutely grateful for choice. Some people don't have a choice in their life.
Sure.
And I have that choice. Missy has that choice. You guys have that choice to do what you want, when you want, how you want. That's a powerful thing.
Ooh, that's going to go real. See, that's a whole, like, another podcast that we go into, Danica.
That is. Oh, man.
Can we start on that one?
Oh, God. My God. Danica, do you want to go?
Do you want me to make it funny again? Do you want me to? Because that was, like,
deep. That was, like, deep. Real deep. But we go real deep. So
we go real deep, real fast.
We love it.
I, I'll make it funny. I'm grateful for my interaction with strippers.
Yeah. I mean, who would be?
Honestly, they have taught me so much, and I'm so glad they could be tied in to this conversation, because I would have thought that.
The tagline's just death of the desk with strippers, and just let's see how many clicks it gets.
Death of the pole.
Death of the pole.
No, it'd be life by the pole.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Hey, we could all create a company together called Life of the Pole.
There you go.
Life of the Pole.
I mean, honestly, I can just think of some of the clicks.
We have dance backgrounds. Right. I can make sure I do psychological evaluations.
You can search that right now, lifeofthefool.com.
Is it available?
I don't know if I want to look, but you know.
Hey, oh, gosh.
See, oh, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, see, what's yours?
Oh, my gosh, what is mine? I mean, this was so much fun. Like, your guys' energy is amazing. I really appreciate it. I'm so, you know what I'm thankful for? I'll go social media. So often that it gets a bad rep, but if it wasn't for social media, there's no way we would have found you guys. And yeah. All I was doing was literally, like, looking through, I call it the rabbit hole. Like, I looked at someone's and I looked at yours. Like, I somehow, like, got through people. So I'm glad for the rabbit hole.
Yay, rabbit hole!
Where can people reach you guys?
You can find us on Facebook, Death of the Desk. You can find us on Instagram, Death of the Desk. You can find us on Twitter, Death of the Desk. And you can also find us on www.deathofthedesk.com.
Excellent. And we'll put all of that in the show notes. So we're going to wrap up today. Danica, anything you want to put into the last bits before we go?
No, that's it. I am so happy that we had you guys on.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was fun. We thoroughly enjoyed talking to you guys.
Yes. So don't forget to stalk us so we can, and we'll be stalking you.
Yeah.
Missy, you'll
sure.
have to let us know if you have like a personal one so we can watch your life if you
choose. Oh, right. Like which way to choose.
Yes. Yes. And thank you guys for coming. We're going to sign off today. So thank you, everyone, for listening. You can reach us at championchat360@gmail.com or championchat360 on Instagram, a little bit on Facebook. So we will talk to you guys all another day. Bye.